I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Welcome to Hop by Eikaiwa Podcast with Jun Senesak, episode 476. Hey, what's going on, everyone? Jun here with Hop by Eikaiwa. Just a few weeks back, our second son, Micah, hit the remarkable milestone of turning one. It's been a wild ride watching him grow into a healthy, strong little boy with a smile that can light up even the gloomiest of days. His grin is simply infectious, and it's been a joy to see how it brightens up the day of those around him. We celebrated this special occasion by throwing a birthday bash at our place, surrounded by our dearest friends and family. We made sure to make it a party fit for a king like him, filling the air with lots of laughter, love, and joy. つい数週間前、私たちの次男、マイカが1歳という節目を迎えました。健康でたくましく、どんなに憂鬱な日でも明るく照らしてくれるような笑顔を持つ小さな男の子に成長するのを見るのは、実に感慨深いです。彼のにっこりした笑顔が伝染し、周囲の人々を明るくするのを見るのは嬉しいことです。私たちはこの特別な日を大切な友人や家族に囲まれた我が家でバースデーパーティーを開いて祝いました。私たちは主役であるマイカにふさわしいパーティーになるように、たくさんの笑いと愛と喜びで空気を満たしました。Ever since Micah was born, he's always had this chill vibe about him. Unlike his older brother, Ruka, who was practically a tiny tornado from day one, Micah was all about peace and quiet.He'd snooze away for hours, only really raising a fuss when he wanted mama's milk. But let me tell you, in the past few months, this little dude has undergone a serious transformation. It's like someone flipped a switch, and he suddenly became an explorer ready to take on the world. You can't blink without him attempting to climb the couch or reach for his toys on the shelf. He's fearless, daring, and spunky, and always on the move.Trying to climb everything in sight. Life with Micah is never dull, and he always keeps me on my toes. Micah生まれた時からいつも落ち着いた雰囲気を持っていました。初日から小さな竜巻のようだった兄のルカとは違い、Micah は穏やかで静かな子でした。ミルクが欲しい時だけ騒いで、何時間もうとうとしていました。でもこの数ヶ月で Micah はすごく変わりました。まるで誰かがスイッチを入れたかのように、彼は突然世界に挑戦しようとする探検家になったのです。ソファに登ろうとしたり、棚のおもちゃに手を伸ばそうとしたりするので、目が離せません。彼は恐れを知らず、大胆で、元気で、いつも動き回り、目に入るものすべてに登ろうとします。マイカとの生活は決して退屈なものではなく、いつも私は気が抜けません。Watching the dynamic duo of Ruka and Micah grow up together has been such a blast. Micah is like Ruka's little shadow, always keeping an eye on his big brother and trying to be just like him. It's adorable how Micah tries to copy everything Ruka does. Lately, though, things have gotten even more entertaining. Micah has this new habit of wanting whatever toy Ruka is playing with, so he'll sneak up next to him and try to swipe it.But Ruka, being the protective big brother he is, quickly grabs Micah's hand and says, No, Micah, stop it, and puts his foot down. However, Micah is one persistent little dude. No matter how many times Ruka tries to stop him, Micah keeps on going after that toy. And before you know it, it's Ruka who is in tears. I have to step in and remind them to share their toys nicely.I have a feeling this tug of war over toys is just the beginning of their sibling adventures.
ルカとマイカのダイナミックなコンビが一緒に成長していくのを見るのは本当に楽しいです。 マイカはルカの小さな影のような存在で、いつもお兄ちゃんをじっと見つめていて、お兄ちゃんのように振る舞おうとします。ルカがすることすべてを真似しようとするマイカの姿は愛らしいです。でも最近、さらに面白いことが起きています。マイカはルカが遊んでいるおもちゃなら何でも欲しがるという新しい癖ができました。マイカはルカの隣に忍び寄り、ルカが遊んでいるおもちゃを取ろうとします。でもルカはお兄ちゃんらしく、すかさずマイカの手を掴んで、ダメだよマイカ、やめなさい、と断固たる態度を示します。しかしマイカは粘り強く、ルカが何度止めようとしても、おもちゃを奪い続けようとします。そしていつの間にか涙ぐんでしまうのが、ルカなんです。私が間に入って、おもちゃを分け合うように言い聞かせなければなりません。このおもちゃの取り合いは、兄弟の冒険の始まりに過ぎないような気がします。
Man, it's crazy how time just flies by when you're in the parenting trenches. Ruka's first year? Woof! It went by in a blur. But with Micah, it was like the blink of an eye. I swear, I looked away for a second, and bam, he's turning one. The first year of raising a baby is a whirlwind of chaos and joy, filled with unforgettable firsts. From the first smile that melts your heart, to that first little giggle that fills a room with joy. From those tentative first crawls to those wobbly first steps, we've experienced it all. But what's even more amazing is that there are still so many more firsts waiting just around the corner. And I can't wait to experience them all with my two little rascals by my side.
子育てに追われているとあっという間に時間が過ぎてしまうものです。ルカの1年目もあっという間でしたが、マイカは一瞬目を離した隙に1歳になっていたような気がしました。赤ちゃんを育てる最初の1年は、混乱と喜びの渦で、忘れられない初めての経験でいっぱいです。心温まる最初の笑顔から、部屋を喜びで満たす最初の小さな笑い声まで、おずおずとした最初のハイハイからよちよち歩きの最初の一歩まで、私たちはそのすべてを経験してきました。でももっとすごいのは、まだまだたくさんの初めてがすぐそこに待っているということで、二人の小さないたずらっ子と一緒にそれらをすべて体験するのが待ちきれません。
Every parent I meet dishes out the same advice. Enjoy it. They grow up fast. And I totally believe it, especially now. It's like time has hit the fast forward button, and suddenly my babies are becoming big kids right before my eyes. So every day, I make a promise to myself to soak in every moment and be present, because no amount of work can ever replace these priceless moments with my kiddos.They're growing up faster than I can keep up. But I'm gonna try to do everything I can to be there for every step of the journey, cheering them on and soaking up every second of this wild ride. Happy birthday, Micah. And please, stop growing up so fast, bud.
私が出会う親はみんな、今を楽しむように、子供はすぐに大きくなるから、と同じアドバイスをします。そして、それは本当なんだろうなと最近思うようになりました。まるで時間が早送りボタンを押したかのように、突然私の目の前で赤ちゃんが大きくなっていくのです。どんなに仕事をしても子供たちとのかけがえのない時間に変えることはできないので、私は毎日一瞬一瞬を大切にして、今を大切にしようと心がけています。私が追いつけないほどのスピードで成長していく子供たちですが、その一歩一歩に寄り添い、応援し、このワイルドな旅のすべての瞬間を楽しめるよう、できる限りのことをしようと思っています。マイカ、誕生日おめでとう。あまり早く成長しないでね。
今日のエピソードに入る前にお知らせがあります。大人気書籍、万能英会話フレーズ101の姉妹編、発展英会話フレーズ101がついに登場です。今回のテーマは、初級者から上級者まで多くの学習者にとっての壁である、ネイティブ同士の会話の理解です。英会話の先生や仲のいい同僚との会話はある程度理解できるのに、ネイティブ同士の会話になるとさっぱりわからない。そんな経験ありませんか？解決の鍵は、ネイティブ同士がよく使う口語表現を理解することにあります。この書籍では、ネイティブの日常会話やリアルなシチュエーションで使われるフレーズを厳選し、わかりやすく解説しています。
ネイティブとの会話に自信を持ちたい方や、アメリカのテレビ番組や映画の内容をより深く理解したい方にはぜひ手に取っていただきたい一冊です。発展英会話フレーズ101は3月22日に発売予定ですが、現在 Amazon Japan で予約受付中です。発売までまだ数週間ありますが、ぜひご予約ください。
All right, let's get into today's topic. Have you thought about buying a house? In today's conversation, Philip and Maria compare the experiences of young people in the US and Australia who are looking to buy homes. They highlight the differences in the home buying process in both countries and how it has become increasingly challenging due to the high prices in recent years. Let's listen and learn more about the situation surrounding buying homes in the US and Australia.
さあ、今日の課題に入りましょう。皆さんは家を買おうと思ったことはありますか？今日の会話では、フィリップとマリアが家を買おうとしているアメリカとオーストラリアの若者の経験を比較します。両国の住宅購入プロセスの違いと、近年の価格高騰のためにますます難しくなっていることを語り合います。アメリカとオーストラリアの住宅購入を取り巻く状況について、詳しく聞いてみましょう。
Are you guys ready? Let's get started!Questions of the day.
今日の質問。
Number one. According to Philip, in Australia, what is the average age that people move out of their parents' houses?
フィリップの話によると、オーストラリアでは実家を出る平均年齢はいくつですか?
Number two. What can parents use as collateral for their children's home loans in Australia?
オーストラリアでは、親は子供が住宅ローンを組むために何を担保にしますか?
Number three. How is college tuition paid in Australia?
オーストラリアでは、学生は大学の授業料をどのように支払っていますか?
Life conversation.
I think nowadays the average has moved into the late 20s. And that's just for financial reasons. A lot of young people, especially in Australia in 2023, it'sAlmost impossible to get a house. Even to go to the bank, they need a huge deposit just to take out a reasonable bank loan. And the price of housing here is skyrocketing. So I think I would say that it's earlier for men because they tend to kind of get share houses together, and women tend to just stay with their parents for a longer period and then kind of move out after they.Get their career going and start working. So I think it's, yeah, it depends. But definitely, as you were saying, it's getting, there's a shift in that buying of the house now.
So I have a question. You were saying that when they move out, it's hard to get a house. So do they buy houses when they finish university? I mean, when they start university?
They'll leave university, they'll get a job, and using the job as kind of a, I don't know, like a,collateral, I guess. They'll borrow with their parents' money or their parents' house. So the parents will put up their own house as collateral so the kids can get a loan. Yeah. And then they'll buy a house. So,
okay. Yeah. So it's not when they start university, it's when they finish and they get their career jobs.
Yeah. Yeah. So they graduate at 20, 21, 22. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That makes it a little bit different.
Yeah.
I think people are having a really hard time here in America buying houses now.
Yeah,
I know that it's a big challenge for most of my friends who want to buy houses with the marketplace and the skyrocket.
Right. And I think what you were saying before with the student loans, see, our system here in Australia, we have not free, but delayed university payment. But most Australians can go to university that's government paid. The government will pay all of our tuition. And then when we get a job, we pay that money back through our taxes. So.So the biggest loan that most young people will get will either be a car or a house, but they don't actually pay for the university. So there's that kind of buffer, and that's why they go for the house first with that first loan.
Let's go over the answers.
今日の質問に答えていきましょう。
Number one. According to Philip, in Australia, what is the average age that people move out of their parents' houses?
フィリップの話によると、 オーストラリアでは実家を出る平均年齢はいくつですか?
Philip says that the average age range people in Australia are moving out of their parents' homes is in their late 20s.
フィリップによると、オーストラリアでは実家を平均的に20代後半で出るそうです。
Number 2. What can parents use as collateral for their children's home loans in Australia?
オーストラリアでは、親は子供が住宅ローンを組むために何を担保にしますか?
Philip says that parents can put up their own houses up as collateral to help their children take out loans to pay for their own homes.
フィリップによると、子供は自分の家を購入するためのローンを組むときに、親の家を担保にすることができるそうです。
Number 3. How is college tuition paid in Australia?
オーストラリアでは、学生は大学の授業料をどのように支払っていますか?
Students don't pay for their tuition, or pay for very little of it. The tuition gets paid through taxes.
学生は授業料の負担はゼロ。あるいはほとんど払っていません。授業料は税金で支払われます。
Summary
会話の要約
Maria and Philip continue their discussion of the age at which people in the United States and Australia move out of their parents' homes. Their conversation led into the subject of when young people in both countries buy homes.
マリアとフィリップはアメリカとオーストラリアでの実家を出る年齢についての会話を続けます。二人の会話は、それぞれの国の若い人たちの住宅購入事情の話題に発展します。
Philip says that in Australia, the average age of people moving out of their parents' homes is starting to enter the late 20s due to the financial difficulties of moving out earlier. Men, he thinks, tend to leave earlier than women, but the change is happening to both men and women.
フィリップによると、オーストラリアでは早くに引っ越すことは経済的に困難であることから、親元を離れる平均年齢が20代後半になり始めていると話します。彼の考えでは、男性の方が女性よりも早く家を出る傾向がありますが、男女ともに変化は起きているそうです。
In Australia, when young people leave university and get their first jobs, they'll start looking to buy their homes. To get their home loans,They'll either borrow money from their parents, or their parents will offer their home up as collateral with the lending bank.
オーストラリアの若者は大学卒業後、最初の仕事に就いた時に家の購入を検討し始めます。住宅ローンを組むためには、親からお金を借りたり、親が自身の家を担保にします。
Maria says that it's very hard for people to buy homes in the United States these days due to increased home prices.Philip also suggests that part of why it's more difficult in the United States is because people often have to deal with student loans on top of housing expenses. He shares that in Australia, tax money is typically used to pay for college tuition, so most students don't leave university with major debts.
マリアは住宅価格の高騰により、最近のアメリカでは住宅を購入するのが非常に難しくなっていると言います。フィリップは、アメリカでは家賃に加え学生ローンを抱えることが多いため、家を購入するのがより難しいと思っています。オーストラリアでは、一般的に税金が大学の授業料に充てられるので、ほとんどの学生は大学を卒業するときに大きな借金を抱えることはないとフィリップは話します。
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional.Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
phrases of the day. 今日のフレーズ Number one. Nowadays.
最近は Nowadays は最近はや近頃を意味する表現です。特に現代の状況や傾向を表すときに使われることが多く、例えば、最近は人々は SNS を通じてコミュニケーションを取ることが多いは、
Nowadays, people often communicate through social media と言います。例文 Nowadays, smartphones are used for almost everything.
今やスマートフォンはほとんどすべてのことに使われています。
Nowadays, many people use AI to learn English.
最近は多くの人が AI を使って英語を学んでいます。
Nowadays, it is more common for people to shop online than go to physical stores.
現在では実店舗に行くよりもオンラインで買い物をするのが一般的です。
Number two, reasonable.
妥当な。
Reasonable.
は納得できるや妥当である、合理的なを意味します。特に物事や行動が論理的であったり、合理的な根拠や理由に基づいていることを表現するときに使われることが多いです。例えば、
That price seems reasonable は、
その価格は妥当だを意味し、相場や状況を考えると納得できる価格であることを表します。
例文I think that's a reasonable price for an online course.
オンラインコースとしては妥当な価格だと思います。
It's reasonable to expect some traffic during rush hour.
ラッシュアワーに渋滞が発生するのは当然でしょう。
Your idea sounds reasonable. Let's give it a try.
あなたのアイデアは合理的ですね。試してみましょう。
Number three. Skyrocketing.
急激に上昇する。
Skyrocketing
はロケットが空に向かって打ち上がるように、何かが急速に増加したり、急激に上昇することを意味します。特に価格や数字、数量が急上昇していることを表すときによく使われます。例えば、家の価格が急激に上昇しているは、
The housing prices are skyrocketing
と言います。
例文The rent in LA has been skyrocketing lately.
最近、LA の家賃が高騰しています。
Gas prices are skyrocketing. Maybe it's time for me to get an EV.
ガソリン価格が高騰しています。そろそろ電気自動車を買おうかな。
This new app's popularity is skyrocketing in recent months.
この新しいアプリの人気はここ数ヶ月で急上昇しています。
Number four.I mean,
つまり、だって。
I mean
はさっき発言したことを明確にしたり、説明したり、言い換えたりするときに使われる表現で、つまりや、だってを意味します。例えば、アメリカ人の友人が、
I love Japan. I mean, everyone is friendly and the food is amazing
と言うと、僕は日本が大好きだ。だってみんな親切だし食べ物もおいしいという意味になり日本が大好きである理由を説明し自分の考えや感情より明確に伝える役割がありますまた言い間違えたことを訂正するときにも使われ例えば今夜6時じゃなくて7時にねは
I'll see you at 6 I mean 7 tonight と言います
例文
Let's just walkI mean, it's just a few blocks away.
すぐ近くだから歩こうよ。
Why should I apologize? I mean, it wasn't even my fault.
なんで私が謝らなきゃいけないの?だって私のせいじゃないのに。
It was my son Ruka, I mean, Micah's birthday last week.
先週は息子のルカじゃなくてマイカの誕生日でした。
Number five. Have a hard time.
何々に苦労する。
Have a hard time
は苦労したり困っていることを表すときに使われる定番のフレーズで、なかなか何々できないや何々が大変だに相当する言い方です。なかなか仕事が見つからなかったり、リスニングやスピーキングに苦戦していたり、引っ越し先の新しい環境に馴染むのに苦労したりなど、 困難な状況に置かれていることを表すときに使います。例えば、私はなかなか単語を覚えることができませんは、I have a hard time remembering words と言います。例文、I have a hard time understanding native speakers speaking to each other. ネイティブ同士の会話を理解するのは難しいです。I have a hard time waking up early in the morning. 私は朝早く起きるのが苦手なんです。I'm having a hard time adjusting to my new job. 新しい仕事に慣れるのに苦労しています。
今日のフレーズを復習しましょう。Repeat after me. Number one. Nowadays. Nowadays, smartphones are used for almost everything. Nowadays, many people use AI to learn English. Nowadays, it is more common for people to shop online than go to physical stores. Number two, reasonable. I think that's a reasonable price for an online course. It's reasonable to expect some traffic during rush hour. Your idea sounds reasonable. Let's give it a try. Number three, skyrocketing. The rent in LA has been skyrocketing lately. Gas prices are skyrocketing. Maybe it's time for me to get an EV. This new app's popularity is skyrocketing in recent months. Number four. I mean, let's just walk. I mean, it's just a few blocks away. Why should I apologize? I mean, it wasn't even my fault. It was my son Ruka, I mean, Micah's birthday last week. Number five. Have a hard time. I have a hard time understanding native speakers speaking to each other. I have a hard time waking up early in the morning. I'm having a hard time adjusting to my new job.
今日のライブカンバセーションをもう一度流します。最初に聞き取れなかったフレーズや新しく学んだ表現が聞き取るかチェックしましょう。
Are you guys ready? Let's listen to the conversation one more time. Live conversation.
I think nowadays the average has moved into the late 20s. And that's just for financial reasons. A lot of young people, especially in Australia in 2023, it's almost impossible to get a house. Even to go to the bank, they need a huge deposit just to take out a reasonable bank loan. And the price of housing here is skyrocketing. So I think I would say that it's earlier for men because they tend to kind of get share houses together, and women tend to just stay with their parents for a longer period and then kind of move out after they get their career going and start working. So I think it's, yeah, it depends. But definitely, as you were saying, it's getting, there's a shift in that buying of the house now.
So I have a question. You were saying that when they move out, it's hard to get a house. So do they buy houses when they finish university? I mean, when they start university?
They'll leave university, they'll get a job, and using the job as kind of a, I don't know, like a collateral, I guess. They'll borrow with their parents' money or their parents' house. So the parents will put up their own house as collateral so the kids can get a loan. Yeah. And then they'll buy a house. So,
okay. Yeah. So it's not when they start university, it's when they finish and they get their career jobs.
Yeah. Yeah. So they graduate at 20, 21, 22. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that makes it a little bit different.
Yeah.
I think people are having a really hard time here in America buying houses now.
Yeah.
I know that it's a big challenge for most of my friends who want to buy houses with the marketplace and the skyrocket.
Right. And I think what you were saying before with the student loans, see, our system here in Australia, we have not free, but delayed university payment. But most Australians mm-hmm. can go to university that's government paid. The government will pay all of our tuition. And then when we get a job, we pay that money back through our taxes. So, so the biggest loan that most young people will get will either be a car or a house, but they don't actually pay for the university. So mm-hmm. there's that kind of buffer. And that's why they go for the house first with that first loan.
Awesome job today. Maria was discussing how difficult it has become to purchase a house in today's market, and I couldn't agree more. The prices of houses have been skyrocketing, making it seem nearly impossible to achieve the dream of owning a home. One of the major reasons for this is a large amount of student debt that most of us carry after graduating from college. It took me a good decade to pay off my student loans, and I have friends who are in their 40s and still struggling to pay off their own student debt. お疲れ様です。マリアが今日の市場で家を購入することがいかに難しくなっているかについて話していましたが、私も全く同感です。住宅の価格は高騰しており、家を持つという夢を実現するのはほとんど不可能に思います。その大きな理由の一つが、大学卒業後にほとんどの人が抱える多額の学生ローンです。私は学生ローンを完済するのに少なくとも10年かかりましたし、40代になっても学生ローンの返済に苦しんでいる友人もいます。Especially here in California, it's been wild. The average home in Southern California is going for over $800,000. That's a huge chunk of change. And to even think about buying, you usually need to cough up 15 to 20% of that as a down payment. It's tough. Even with a decent job. But my wife and I lucked out a few years back when interest rates were super low. We managed to snag a place, even though it needed a ton of work. It's been an adventure fixing it up, but it has been our little project, and it's finally starting to look pretty nice.
特にここカリフォルニアでは大変なことになっています。南カリフォルニアの平均的な住宅は80万ドル以上で取引されています。これは大変な金額です。購入を考えるには、頭金としてその 15% から 20% 用意する必要があります。世間並みの仕事をしていても厳しいです。しかし、私と妻は数年前の超低金利時代に幸運にも家を手に入れることができました。かなりの修繕が必要だったにもかかわらず、なんとか物件を手に入れることができました。それを修理するのは大変でしたが、それは私たちの小さなプロジェクトとなり、やっといい感じのマイホームになってきました。
皆さんは英語を勉強しているとき、英語を一緒に勉強できる仲間が身近にいたらいいのになと思ったことはありませんか？ハパ英会話公式コミュニティ、ハパバディーズは、英語好きなメンバーが集う会員制の Facebook コミュニティです。ハパバディーズでは、会話で使えるフレーズや表現を学びながらアウトプット練習を行ったり、他のメンバーと英語の情報交換をしたり、ネイティブ講師とオンラインで交流を深めたりしながら楽しく英語を学んでいただけます。もし、他の英語学習者とつながれる場所を探しているなら、ハパバディーズには英語を愛する素晴らしい仲間がたくさんいます。初月は無料でお試しいただけますので、ぜひ活用してください。とても楽しいコミュニティなので、もしかするとあなたの人生が変わるかもしれません。So, what are you waiting for? Come and join the fun at Hapa Buddies. You never know, it might change your life. Before you guys take off, don't forget to check out Podcast Plus. Podcast Plus is a new Hapa Eikaiwa podcast service, and it's a platform that will allow you to study this podcast more effectively and efficiently. The Podcast Plus includes the English and Japanese transcript of the entire episode, the English-only audio file, individual audio files, the full version of the live conversation, and much more. You can try it out for free for the first month, so make sure you take advantage of it. You can find more information about Podcast Plus on the Hapa Eikaiwa blog.
最後にポッドキャストプラスを忘れずにチェックしてください。ポッドキャストプラスは新しいハパ英会話のサービスで、このポッドキャストをより効果的かつ効率的に学習できるプラットフォームです。ポッドキャストプラスにはエピソード全体の英語と日本語のスクリプト、英語のみの音声ファイル、個別再生用の音声ファイル、そしてフルバージョンのライブカンバセーションなどが含まれています。初月は誰でもポッドキャストプラスを無料でお試しいただけますので、ぜひ活用してください。ポッドキャストプラスの詳細については、ハパ英会話のブログをご覧ください。
You can find today's show notes on the Hapa 英会話 blog. The show notes include a full transcript and a detailed outline of today's episode.
今日のエピソードの詳細はハパ英会話のブログに掲載されています。会話の全文、今日のフレーズと要約、またポッドキャストでは説明できなかった表現や言い回しを英語と日本語でまとめていますので、ぜひご覧ください。
If you have any comments or feedbacks, feel free to leave a message on my blog.
ご意見やご感想などがございましたら、ハパ英会話のブログにぜひコメントを寄せください。ハパ英会話は Facebook、Twitter、Insta、YouTube でほぼ毎日会話に役立つ英語のワンポイントレッスンをお届けしています。また毎朝午前6時に無料のメルマガを配信していますので、まだ登録されていない方はぜひご登録ください。
Thanks for listening today. You guys have an awesome day and I will catch you again next week. Take it easy. Peace.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.